Welcome to the Hoodoo and Chill Podcast, the number one hoodoo and spirituality-based podcast bringing awareness to African-American spirituality in a wide range of thought-provoking topics. I am Papa Seer, your host, your narrator, and your storyteller. Before the show begins, make sure you're subscribed or following the show so you don't miss out on any episodes. And as always, donations of love keep our podcast alive and give us the ability to upgrade the show, enhance our content, and most importantly, do what we love. You can use any link in the description to send your donation of love today. Now, let's start the show. Good morning and grand rising. We are here. We are back with another episode of the Hoodoo and Chill Podcast. I am Papa Seer, your host, your narrator, and your storyteller for this morning, this evening, wherever you may be listening to this podcast. And I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be back, guys. I've taken such a little small hiatus just to get some things done on my own personal time, but I'm so back to be here today. I have an amazing message for you all. Of course, something from the heart, something that I think we all could use at this time in our lives. And for my magical workers out there, my people who love to engage in the actual craft and the art of magic, this message is specifically for you. Spirit woke me up this morning and it was heavy on my heart to talk about road openers specifically this morning. And for many reasons, I've talked about this before on this podcast. We've done a podcast about too many road openers, but I don't think that I've ever really sat with you all one-on-one and kind of just broken down the art of this ritual and why it's so important to, in my opinion, engage in these type of rituals right now during the spring equinox. We're going to talk about that too. I mean, I really have taken my time to present to you guys a very, very thought out message as it relates to road openers. I'm not going to teach you guys how to do this on air specifically. Of course, if anyone is interested in doing that, you are more than welcome to sign up for the HCR Academy in October when open enrollment begins. Or you are more than welcome to book me for a one-on-one session and we can discuss and I can give you tips, advice, as well as a demonstration on how you can complete this ritual on your own personal time. However, my purpose today, for those of you who already know, for my students who are going to learn how to, you know, do these type of rituals, my purpose here today is to enlighten you. And to make your ritual work stronger, to give you a different thought process, something that wasn't given to me. I'm going to be honest with you, and I love all of my teachers, but, you know, to be transparent with you all, something that wasn't given to me when this ritual or these rituals were taught to me. Of course, there are more than one way to do a road opener, okay? But I also want you to think about it differently, too. So I've taken the liberty of breaking this up into about five different talking points. We're going to first start off with my first key point today is, what is a road opener and what is the difference between road opening work and blockbusting work? The Hoodoo and Chill Podcast will return after this short ad break. Why make another major decision without knowing the outcome beforehand? Would you like to know where your relationship is headed? Or what the future holds in store for you? My name is Papa Seer, and I want to assist you in making all the right decisions so that you, yes you, may live your best life. Are you seeking a new career? Does your love life need insight? Or maybe you want to connect with your ancestors or past loved ones? The realm of divination holds all the answers to your fortune. Allow me to use some of my abilities, bone reading, cartomancy, tarot, and mediumship to uncover the answers to your future. Go to hoodooconjurerootwork.com under classes and services to book your appointment today.
your spirit guides are waiting to speak with you. That's hoodooconjurerootwork.com to uncover your destiny today.
If you have a history, a background, or if you've just been exposed to the hoodoo culture, the occult culture, I'm not even going to just, you know, specifically say hoodoo, because road opening work, blockbusting work can be done in a different, many of pantheons of religious and occult based work. As it pertains to the hoodoo religion, you're going to hear two different versions of this. Me personally, I kind of lump them up into one, but for the sake of education, I'm going to break down the difference between road opening and blockbusting. Blockbusting is a ritual performed when there is a specific hindrance to something you are trying to ascertain. Okay, you know exactly what's standing in the way, and you need this particular subject, this particular situation, or this particular individual removed so that your work can be prosperous, or whatever it is that you're trying to do can be prosperous for you. Road opening is a little bit different. And in my opinion, I prefer to engage in this because I think that this has a much lasting effect. I think that this type of work seems to hit harder, stronger, and most importantly, longer. Road opening work is exactly what it is. It opens up the roads. It opens up the potential, new possibilities. It opens up new opportunities for you. It clears the way for you so that your path, your life, or your goals, whatever it is that you're trying to bring to you, it's easier for you to achieve it. Road opening and blockbusting in my ritual work is around about the same thing. And I'm going to tell you why. Because anything that needs to be broken down, aka blockbusted, I'm going to make sure that I include that in my road opening work. My road openers are so strong, so powerful, and so potent that I do them so that the roads are clear all together. Okay, now that me being able to do this or being able to achieve this type of results in my work did not come overnight. Okay, I don't want you all to think that I just woke up and this happened. No, this is something that took a lot of observation, trial and error, success as well as failure to figure out what I was doing wrong. So my goal here today is to help you if you're in that space, if you feel like you're doing road opening work, but it's not providing you with the results that you're looking for. Let's get into that. The first problem that I think is that we don't prep for the work. Your version of preparation for this work is, let me go to the botanica, let me go buy the candle. Some of you even, let me go buy the rainbow candle. You know, let me go buy the red candle that says blockbuster. You know, let me go take an offering to my deity. Let me, you know, your concept of preparation for this work is very, very physical. Very much surface level. Very much what you have to do, see, taste, or touch here on this earth. In spiritism, we call you materialistic. We call you a materialist. But in the realm of spiritism, we would consider this very materialistic, or someone with a very materialist mindset, that you are only gauging the things upon what you can see, taste, and or touch. My version of preparation work for road opening work goes far beyond just the tools that you're going to need for the ritual. The very first thing that you need to do to perform a successful road opener is you need to sit with self. Yes. For all of my meditators, okay, people who love to push meditation, this is where you should be the most potent. You need to sit with yourself. You need to sit with yourself and be realistic and be honest about what can you gauge from your own physical, your own perception. What's standing in the way? I say take it a step further. Why not have your grimoire, have a piece of paper with you, and you write down the things that are potentially standing in your way, or you know for a fact that are standing in your way. Okay, most of you right now that are listening to me can call out a couple of things. My credit isn't good enough. I don't make enough money. This, that.
the simple, real things. Okay? Now, then we take this up a notch, because this is spiritual work and we cannot only sit with the self. This is where divination comes in. And when this was taught to me, you know, I was taught, you know, just go divine with spirit and make sure that it's okay for you to do the work, which I'm pretty sure most of you are being taught the same thing. Go to spirit and you're looking for a yes or no question. And I'm going to say, why would you want to do a simple yes or no question on a ritual that can potentially change your life? You know, you might want to get down to the nitty gritty of things before we go into things. So for my people out here who have the aptitude or possess the art or the talent to be able to perform divination, you're already a step ahead of the game. But I challenge you with, are you ready to sit with yourself and accept those answers that you don't want to know? Because after you have sat with your own spirit to figure out what's standing in the way, now you need to go a step further. Consult your spirit guides and your ancestors. What do you feel is standing in the way? Now I'm going to be really honest with you all, and I'm still talking to my people who can divine. You probably don't need to do this for yourself. Unless you are one of those raw diviners who can really truly get the nastiest messages about yourself and accept them, and not only accept them, do something about it. Because I hear too many of you saying, I'm stubborn. My ancestors tell me this, but I'm stubborn. I say you're dangerous and you're playing with your life. So maybe you don't need to get that message from yourself today. Maybe you need to call on someone else, a trusted spiritual advisor, who can give you this reading. Because even myself, and I am a very gifted diviner, I think that that's probably, if it wasn't for anything else, one thing I can always do is that's where my talent is. When it comes to stuff like this, I still called on my spirit team. Because let's be real, it's really easy to create your own answer. Let's be honest today. For those of you who can't divine, you're in the best position I think you're in the best position, because all you really need to do is go to someone that you trust. But you need to also be willing to accept what they're going to say, because that's the problem that I have when most of you come to me, is not so much that you came, you just weren't ready for the answers that spirit was ready to provide for you. 90% of the people who leave from me with a reading, they leave with tears. Not bad tears, but just tears of revelation. Which should be a good thing. So after we have done this part of the preparation work, which is, you know, gauging what needs to be removed from our lives, what's standing in the way, once you've consulted with yourself, you've consulted with your spirit guides, and we've gathered those answers, only then, in my opinion, are you actually prepared to do the work. If you do not accept the answers that were given to you, you are not prepared to do the work. Then you can go gather your candles, your this and your that and the third, you know, all of that from the Botanica. But if you have not actually done the first start part portion of this, just stop now and don't skip over this. Now, my next portion that I'm going to go into is when. You all know I love to talk about time and how important time is as it relates to occult, as it relates to spirituality, as it relates to anything ritual. Time is one of my best friends, as it should be yours. One thing that we have lost, and one thing I do not hear enough of in my community, is the observation of nature and learning how to work alongside of nature, not in necessarily going out in nature finding things that you can use, but working alongside with nature in time. When is it the right time to do this type of work? You know, once upon a time, the originals, that was all they had to gauge anything upon, was when the animals did things, when the flowers bloomed, when the seasons changed, when the stars were aligned. You know, nature was so important to us because it not only was it a calendar, it was a watch. Nature was the original teacher. But because we have access to books, Papa Sears and everything else, you know, we've lost our own personal dependency as it relates to nature telling us when is the best time to do something. Spring,
The spring equinox is one of the best times to complete your road opener work. Why spring? Well, the season is in full bloom. The roots are shooting new roots. The flowers are blooming. The animals are mating. Love is in the air. Not just love from the sense of boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, or whatever that, but love in the world, you know? The law of attraction is at full force in this moment. You know, whatever is needed for this flower to sprout out of the ground is being removed. Like, you know, nature is truly in control right now in this moment. It's bringing forth new life, new opportunities, new birth. Just everything is wrapped in a layer of newness. It's raining. Rain is a great time to do spiritual work, okay? Rain waters the earth. It's a life-bearing energy. We dance for rain. We prayed for rain. We sang for rain. Rain, that same rain that's dropping on you is the same rain that dropped on your ancestors. Don't waste the springtime. If you want to do a really successful road opener work, and to me, honestly, I think a lot of us dumb this ritual down that we feel like this is something we do every week. No, a successful road opening work, she honestly, in my opinion, once no more than twice a year. If you really go into this with the mindset that you need to have, once or twice a year is all you really need. Because if I'm going into this with the mindset that I need to have, if I know exactly what's standing in my way, then we should be able to cast these things out, call them out by name, remove them, and have an abundant year. That's my thought process, at least. Because I don't like to abuse magic, my ancestors, or my own personal power. I am very much a one and done, which is called accuracy. Very accurate when it comes to spiritual work. I'm not someone who feels like this needs to be done 16 different times because things just won't get right. Sometimes I might wait a long time before I proceed into ritual, but that's because I need to know what we need to do, what's really happening here, so we can really be precise in how we're going to proceed. From my own personal experience, the springtime makes your road opener so much more powerful. And it sets the tone for you to have a much more prosperous and abundant year. But why is that? You yourself still have the rest of the year to do the physical work that it's going to require for these road openers, these blockbusters, to be potent and efficient. The best thing about the spring equinox is that it's not so late in the year that you don't have enough time, but it's not so much in the beginning of the year where you feel like you have all the time in the world. And a lot of things like those New Year's resolutions that some of you've already forgotten about. Right. Sometimes having too much time, we don't have enough importance as we should have when we know that there's, you know, you got a crutch, you got a dead limit, right? A deadline. I think about it like this. This is the time also where you have the weather on your side. It's getting warm for the most part of the world. You know, you can get out the house more. You can get things done because road opening work is not just candle work. And I see a lot of people just posting the candle of the work. But I'm just like, okay, but this is a ritual involving opening up new opportunities for yourself. That means work. I don't know about you, but when I think about opportunity, I automatically think of that as something very, very active. Opportunity does not sit back and sit down and wait for something to fall into its lap. Opportunity is about chasing. Opportunity is about movement. Opportunity is about stepping up to the plate. Because how many times has opportunity been presented, but you didn't step up? How many of you have been passed over for a position at your job because you didn't step up? How many of you in my family and in this group have been passed over for leadership opportunities because you still are not stepping up? So when we talk about rituals, that is about opening up life opportunities, changing your course, opening up the road for you to do something better, to sit back and think that is simple candle magic alone, it's very ignorant. that preparation work that I was talking about, sitting with yourself and with your ancestors, maybe one of those questions that you need to ask as well is, what is the work that is required on my behalf that I need to do? What are you asking of me for this to be fluid? We are working together. Is that, or is that not right? Or are you the type of person who abuses your spiritual cord, where you pull from them, but you don't provide, you don't do anything on your end? And you tell me, how well is that relationship working for you? My email's open. But when I think about it like this, someone who does not abuse spirituality, and you're looking at this from the left hand is scratching the right hand and so on and so forth, then you say, okay, spirit, this is what you're going to do for me. Ancestors, this is what you're going to do for me, but this is what I need to do for myself. I need to stop shopping on Amazon every doggone day, and I need to save some of that money, because you're going to open up the road for me to go ahead and get this new car that I can afford. And you know what? If I stop shopping on Amazon for just 3 months, guess what? There'll be the down deposit that I need. You'll have the creditors ready for me. There'll be the car that I want. Okay. Oh, and there's the insurance too. Cool. All I had to do was do some effort on my end of things. I want a business. I want a business. That is the big one that I hear so much about, these road openers. For my new business. For my new business. I hear y'all make this petition every single year. But all the equipment for the business is still in the garage. You still won't pay your LLC fees. You still won't go out here and promote yourself. I mean, come on now. The spirit has opened up the road 10 years ago. The road has been open. What are you doing? This is why I say this is a great time to do this type of work, because if you look at it from just the logical point of things, you're more active in the springtime. You're more active in the summertime. It's warm. You got to go get it about you. You want to be outside the house. Okay, well, go get something done. We're not going to vacation this year. We're going to work, because you know what? It's nice outside. And instead of going to think about how you're going to waste your money laying on somebody's beach that you can only get to once a year, why don't you take some of that time and see if you was a ripping running around the city and seeing what you could do for yourself to better yourself, how better next year might be. Guess what? You might be able to go to the beach twice. But we don't think like that. I think also the best type of spiritualist or whatever you call yourself, who performs these rituals with a potent level of accuracy, I think it's also someone with a very open mindset of how the cookie may crumble. Meaning that whatever the outcome is, you're open to it. But let me go a little bit deeper. You're open to whatever you have to do. You're open to whatever obstacles might need to be removed. See, that's a big one right there. You want the obstacles removed, but once you find out what the obstacle is, it might be somebody living up in your house. That obstacle might be the person that you turned over and kissed this morning. That obstacle might be where you're sitting in work today. That obstacle might be the friends that you just hung out with over this weekend. That obstacle might be something that you really, really love in your flesh. What happens when that has to be removed for you to get to where you have to go? Having a layer and a level of openness about you will take you very far in this work, and it will also help you learn how to transcribe how your rituals are working. Because I've seen it many of times where people will say, oh, the work didn't work. No, it did. You're just ignorant as to how it worked for you. You don't see the potential in what just happened. You were expecting a certain type of outcome. You got an amazing one. But because you're so stuck on what you thought should have happened, you can't even see the potentiality in what spirit did do.
The Hoodoo and Chill podcast will return after this short ad break.
Hey, family. Thanks so much for listening to the show. If you love what you hear, guess what? We want to hear from you. Please use a link in the description to join the official HCR Conjure Square group chat. It's totally free. It's on the Discord server app. We post a lot of information there, a lot of really great conversations, and we want you to join in. If you're interested, please use one of the links in the description to join the Conjure Square today. I'll see you there. You see, an open mindset will take you very far on spirituality. The more open you are, the more spirit will use you, the more they will show up in very, very powerful ways. Because, I mean, let's be real. Who wants to help someone and then they complain about how you helped them? I mean, I didn't have to show up at all. I mean, because in most of your heads, you think a glass of water should pave the way for you to have the best life in the world. A glass of water to people who never had half of what you have, you think that should pave the way for you to live the life of luxury and have everything that you want. You have to be open to what spirit is going to do for you, how the creator is going to allow this cookie to crumble to you, for you. When we say road opening work, which is a removal of obstacles, you have to be ready for those obstacles to be removed. And that is why I'm so big on sitting with self and sitting with spirit, undergoing a very, very thorough reading or divination session. Because what happens is, and this is what I see, this is very common in this ritual because it's been dumbed down to something very small, is that people want to do this ritual, but they don't want to stare, or they don't want to be aware, or they don't want to know, they don't want to acknowledge what the obstacle is. Having a conversation with my priestess, she said, I can't believe that many people want to do these rituals, but don't want to face what the problem is. I said, to me, you're dangerous. And it speaks a lot about you. You want to go into a fight and you don't want to know who the enemy is. You want to step into something, but you don't want to know what's against you. You're scared of it, or you don't want to ask for courage. You know, I mean, I understand ignorance is bliss, but it's like saying, spirit, I want you to help me, but I don't need to know. I don't want to know. But what happens when it shows up to you again? This is where we walk into that realm of ancestral and magical abuse, in my opinion, because why are we doing 30 road openers for the same issue? Why? Why? Is this real work, or is this some temporary spell that you're doing to pull something off you, then it just comes right back? I mean, that is a waste of time, it's a waste of power, and it's a waste of energy. One and done. Okay, if we have to follow up on something, I totally get it, but you need to be aware of what is really truly hindering you. Stop being so scared of staring your problems in the face. I know it's easier to run from them. I know it's easier to disacknowledge them, but guess what? They're going to show up. That's the whole purpose, or one of the purposes of your spiritual journey, is for you to have not only the courage within yourself, but the courage that you should have, at least the faith in your spiritual team, in your ancestors, in your spiritual court, that there is assistance. But see, and this is a conversation for another time, but once again, most of you are on this spiritual journey with the mindset that you have to do it alone, feeding ancestors that you truly in your heart don't even believe are there. Because if you did, you would help, you would give some of this burden to them. If you truly believed in your spiritual core, you would allow them to take some of this burden off of you. But what happens when you're the obstacle? Ooh. What happens when you approach spirit because you know something's standing in the way? You could have a better life. You could have a better this. Just everything could be better. But when the divine revelation that you receive is what is staring you in the mirror, what are you going to do about it then? You see, that's when you have to realize that all of those candles and all of those things that you bought at the Botanica, they don't mean anything right now. As a matter of fact, put them away. Because you're not even ready for that yet. What happens when, before you can even touch anything sacred or ritual, you need to cleanse yourself? The problem is, so many of us we're looking for the spark, the Disney effect, as I've said 1,000 times on this show, that we skip over what we really have to do to make sure that our work is potent, that it is accurate. Sometimes before you can even go into the ritual, you're going to have to really do some cleansing of yourself. You're going to have to make some better choices. There's going to have to be some accepting of where you're wrong, where you're still constantly making mistakes, where you're showing up as the bad energy in the room. One thing that I have learned from being around a lot of spiritual people, this is what I do for a living. We are some of the best people for other people, But sometimes we're the worst for ourselves. And a lot of times we're the worst for ourselves. We are everything for someone else, but you do not know how to be that for yourself. We come into group spaces of healing and project what's going on with us. The group can't even heal because you are projecting what's going on with you in your own personal life. Did you heal the space or did you toxify the space as if you are the only person going through something? That's why we're here as a group to heal. We're not here to talk about what's wrong. We're here to talk about how we're going to fix it. You see, that type of stuff is where you fix in therapy. We want prosperity, prosperity, prosperity is prosperity. How many of you have taken a financial management class? Most of your banks offer them for free online. I want prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. I got $30,000 in student loans. Okay, well, did you go to school to learn how to be a financial manager? For economics? For something like that? Why are you not going to school for money then? To help you get up out of that debt that you're in. Just saying. I hear more people talking about wanting to go to school to be a therapist than to be an accountant, and you got a 500 credit score. I would think that if I'm going to go into debt for school, I should at least come out of that debt knowing how to manage money and how to make some. Just throwing it out there. The problem with us is that we don't even want to realize or accept where we are dropping the ball. Because I'm spiritual. I'm perfect. I'm good. My energy, my good spirits, that's fine. But you're human. You're human. I'm human. And we're going to make mistakes. But you know, the beauty of the human experience is learning from where you drop the ball, picking it up and becoming stronger. This is why we have road opening and rituals of these kinds, so that we can figure out what's wrong and remove it and keep it gone and cast out of our life, so that we can sit down with the self and become better people. You are going to do more self-analyzation throughout your spiritual journey than you would probably do anything else. And I'm not talking about overbearing self-analyzation, but I'm just talking about when it's positive, when it's healthy, when it's really making you better, when you are just trying to be better, not only for the people around you, but for yourself.
What's up, family? It's Papa Seer, your favorite podcast host of the number one hoodoo-based podcast and spirituality-based podcast, wherever you get your podcast. If you haven't taken the time yet, please make sure that you follow the podcast. If you're listening to us on Apple or wherever you can leave a comment, leave us a 5-star rating with a comment. That really helps the podcast in more ways than you can believe, and it's totally free. But I just want to remind everyone that while this is free content, the Hoodoo and Chill podcast, we thrive and we survive on donations of love. If you have it, if you feel it in your heart to send us a donation of love, we thank you and we pray that whatever you send, it is reciprocated to you 3 times over. We want to keep this content alive and we want to promote posting this content more regularly. So again, donations of love keep our podcast alive. Comments, 5 stars, take us to heights that you wouldn't even believe, and we need your love and we need your support. Please use one of the links in the podcast description to send your donation of love, and we graciously thank you all for everything that you do to keep the Hoodoo and Chill podcast on air. Now, back to the show.
I am so tired of being my own obstacle. I know a lot of you are tired of being your own obstacles. So I say to you today, I say, what are we going to do to change? Are we going to continue to sit in this space of ignorant bliss and, you know, disacknowledge what's wrong? Are we going to continue to sit in this space of just, you know, I'm happy to not do anything. There's no action. There's no movement. And yet we're looking for spirit to move mountains for us. And we won't even try to move a hill, an anthill at that. I want each and every last one of you, as we start approaching, as we start going into the spring equinox, as the, you know, the trees are starting to bloom, as the flowers are starting to come, the animals are starting to come back out in me, I want you all to show up. Even if you're not a person who listens, who's into, you know, rituals. So I know some of you all just listen to this show for the historical aspects of it, just because you like the show. But at least write down some intentions and write down some goals. You have your New Year's resolution, but then you also have your spring goal. Spring cleaning is a real thing. It's a ritual. Spring cleaning is a whole ritual. Most people don't even realize that. Why do you think most people cleanse in the spring? It's a newness. There's something really, truly going on in that moment. So even if you're the type of person who's going to set your goals at the beginning of the year, I say activate them and put the action behind them around this time. Let those road openers be potent. Let them be pure. And most important, let them be effective. Let's start removing obstacles out of our, not only out of our lives, but let it, you know, when I say obstacles, I'm not just talking about the minuscule stuff. I'm talking about, let's start removing some generational curses, mistakes. Let's start removing, you know, years and generations of financial mismanagement. Let's start removing the obstacle of poverty that's been plaguing some of our families. Let's start, you know, removing some of the obstacles of, you know, people are being undereducated and not having opportunities, not only for themselves, but for my children and my husband and whomever that you have in your life. This is how you make a change. This is how you make a difference. This is how you can really, truly say, oh, the work is working. My goal, and I know maybe I'm just wishing upon a star, but my hope and my prayer is that for anyone who supports this show, it's part of my family or even our solid supporters, that you have the best life, whatever that looks like, whatever that looks like, that you have your best life because you deserve it, but you have to work for it. I don't want you to be scared. I don't want you to feel like you're on your own. You're not. You have a whole spiritual team, a spiritual court that's waiting for you if you give them the opportunity. You have a spiritual family, you know, that's supporting you and praying for you. You have me as a silent supporter, or even just a, you know, a supporter over the air sending you good vibes, you know? We want the best for you. And I say that again, we want the best for you. But you have to want the best for yourself. You have to start making better choices today, not just doing the ritual and believing on a candle flame. But when that candle flame really transmutes and transforms into the light, guiding the path for your spirits to do the work, guiding the path for you to do the work, it is not just the candle flame. When you go into work with low vibrational intentions or just ignorant intentions, I mean, that's what it is, just the candle flame. But when you go into it, real intentions, real faith, real respect, that when you put your love, your intention, your prayers, your power on this, it's not just a candle flame. This is sacred. It's sacred. This is something that's going to change your life. Take it serious and stop playing with it. I want each and every last one of you to remember, you come from the best of the best. If no one has reminded you today, you are powerful. You are important. You are necessary. You are needed. You are courageous, and you have the capabilities to change your life today. I'm rooting for you. Your spirit team is rooting for you. Your angels, your whatevers, your spirit guides, they are all there rooting for you. I bless your hands today. May they be like the Midas touch. May the things that you touch, may it turn into gold. May your life materialize in the most positive way in front of your eyes. I send you out today in love, peace, prosperity, and most importantly, protection, my people. And with that, I release you into the atmosphere. Thanks for listening to the Who Do and Chill podcast. Be sure to follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a 5-star rating and let us know how much you enjoyed the show. As always, donations of love keep our podcast alive and give us the ability to enhance our content. Please use one of the donation links in the description to send a donation of love today. And we'll see you on the next episode of Who Do and Chill.